Two more potential contenders for a Western Massachusetts Senate seat have emerged. Another Democrat and the first Republican candidate appear to be eyeing a bid for the Senate seat held by Ben Downing. The Pittsfield Democrat announced in January that he was retiring after 10 years. Pittsfield attorney Ronaldo Delgado has taken out nominating papers, but is holding back on a full-out campaign, citing the potential costs of running. Seeking the Democratic nomination, Delgado says he is for a $15 minimum wage, universal pre-K and single-payer health care, along with tuition-free state and debt-free college.
Berkshire County is a very, very progressive community by and large. They need a progressive leader. I am that Bernie Sanders progressive, and that's why, if I run, that's why I would be in the race.
Delgado has been vocal on a number of environmental issues in the area, including leading the charge for a styrofoam ban in Pittsfield. He says combating economic despair in the region is his number one issue.
In terms of economic development, for a very long time now, I've been talking about trying to make the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority something that works. With some tax incentives and to streamline regulation, not eliminate regulation, but at least streamline it so people aren't trying to get permits forever. If you look at Fort Devens or you look in Albany, the nanotechnology area, it's worked. It's not a new idea at all. It's just a time-tested idea, but we haven't tried it here.
Christine Canning of Lanesboro is reportedly the first Republican to take out nominating papers for the seat. She cannot be reached in time for broadcast. Adam Hines and Andrea Harrington announced their bids for the Democratic nod in February and March, respectively. On the major regional issues, all three Democrats are opposed to the proposed Northeast Energy Direct natural gas pipeline that would cut through the region. Meanwhile, some in the northern Berkshires have continued to call for the restoration of a full-service hospital 2 years after North Adams Regional Hospital closed. Harrington, an attorney from Richmond, says she does not know if a full-service hospital is viable in the region, but adds that if it is, it should be pursued. Still, Harrington says she understands the concerns, such as the lack of a maternity center.
You know, in my conversations with Representative Caridi, you know, she was interested in exploring perhaps having a birthing center in North County, which might make sense. And it would give people more options as far as, you know, where to go to have a baby.
Hines, who heads the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition, says the region has a rare opportunity to rebuild its health care system from the ground up. He says the main focus is the area's acute health challenges.
We're 7 or 8 primary care physicians short of what a population of this size and need should have. And Berkshire Health Systems and Community Health Partners have worked to fill that gap. The other thing is, well, let's look at what are the major reasons that people are visiting hospitals in the first place, and that often relates to the conditions related to smoking or prediabetes and hypertension and falls amongst our older population. And we've been working with the health system to put together a community health worker program that really gets ahead of some of these big issues.
Delgado says he is concerned there may not be enough health care options in the northern Berkshires. With declining enrollments, Harrington says regionalizing administrative positions in K-12 schools is key to the future of the area's educational system.
But we do need to look at the number of schools that we have, and we need to take, in Berkshire County, we need to take a Berkshire County-wide approach to planning for how many schools that we really need, given the number of students that we have. But I don't want to lose sight of the importance of kids receiving individualized attention.
For his part, Hines says in the short term, state funding formulas and reimbursements for public schools need to be reworked. The former United Nations conflict mediator says he supports the ongoing work of the Berkshire County Education Task Force.
It's a quality of education question. It's a, you know, do we make sure that we protect some of the identity that we have around schools? Is it also, if we're going to increase our efficiencies, at what cost in terms of how long a child would have to stay on a bus, for example? And so that's the starting point.
Harrington, Hines, and Delgado would face off in a September primary. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.